Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Show. Thank you so much for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. Scott, I really appreciate what Scott is doing to help us out here. We had a little technical glitch here, and we're trying to get things back to where we can be on the ISDN, so we'll just have to go with the phone line for a few minutes. This is Joyce Riley. It is 14 January. It is Wednesday, 2015. You're in the right place, and that is if you are fed up with watching television, hopefully you're not doing that much of it. You have seen about all you want to see of Paris, France for a while. No kidding.
Crazy. It is so crazy. Now they got some new video footage. We got some new video footage of these guys doing some more running around. And I tell you, I don't even want to deal with it. I don't even care. It is so phony. And you know what? I was thinking to myself, what if I were to talk to a professional person? Like, let's say you went to the bank and you said, and they talked about, wow, isn't that awful about Paris? And your comment was, well, I don't think it really happened that way. I mean, they would look at you as if you were absolutely out of an alien movie. They would. I am just amazed at CNN now being the public relations group for ISIS. They're all they're doing is promoting, we got to get ISIS, we got to get ISIS. They are so strong, they are so good, they are so powerful. They've taken over so much of the world now. They're even showing how they've taken over North Africa. Really? Really? I don't give it a lot of attention, and I'm not paying any attention to the way that they are now linking Anwar al-Awlaki, and like we said, almost all the way back to the Lindbergh kidnapping. The way they're handling the news now. And it is just nothing but propaganda. Nothing but propaganda. And I do think there is a major story that would probably turn a lot of people's heads if they could see this. And I do hope they do. It is a zero hedge story. I want to talk about it because it appears now the Turkish president has made a stunning outburst about what happened at Charlie Hebdo massacre. And I do think this is worth talking about. When world leaders start saying, I don't think it happened that way, there something is eventually going to break. I don't know if it's 9/11. I don't know if it's going to be this. Something is going to break. So I'm so glad to hear that the Turkish president, Ahmet Davutoglu, has made this statement. Now, you know that Paul Craig Roberts has made a statement challenging and questioning how it happened. Was it a false flag? And I think that's the reason that you've got CNN now with this new footage, this new reiteration of let us tell you what really happened again, over and over again. Not interested in it, and it's over, it's done with, and I think enough people now are questioning it and challenging it. It's about time. There is more news also on the U.S. Supreme Court upholding a mandatory vaccination issue in schools. We need to discuss that, along with a veteran who went off of his medicine and killed someone, was put to death yesterday. These kinds of stories, when they fast track, or not necessarily, not in this case, fast tracked it, but when they put to death a veteran, it sets a precedent. I don't like to see that. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley live on the 14th of January. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For joining us at the Power Hour today. It is so good to have all of our friends here, those who understand what's going on and those who are trying to get it, because you've been living in the real world so long with the people out there who accept everything that comes from television that you're having this tough time saying, I just can't believe there could be this much fraud taking place. Well, it happens. It happens, ladies and gentlemen. And now the president is, oops, I'm sorry, I should have gone to France. In the who cares section, unfortunately. It is such a shame that so much of our news is based on fraud. It is such a shame that it is created news. And really, honestly, to hear Dr. Paul Craig Roberts admit to that, guys, it's really, really getting ready, I think, to hit the fan. Now, let me go to that story I was talking about earlier with the Turkish president's stunning outburst. He says the French are behind the Charlie Hebdo massacre. It was less than 48 hours ago when Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu joined millions marching in Paris to pay tribute to the 17 people killed by the ISIS supporting extremists. Then almost the moment he got back, things changed. And as the Financial Times politely paraphrases what transpired, the country's president struck a much more confrontational tone. Well, that's one way of putting it. And another is that the former prime minister and current president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, of NATO member Turkey, did the unthinkable and accused the West and French citizens in particular of staging the Charlie Hebdo murder in order to blame Muslims. Even as the mayor of Ankara said, Mossad is definitely behind such incidents. It is boosting enmity towards Islam. People are getting it. I could not be more thrilled. Now, this is a Zero Hedge article, like I said. The duplicity of the West is obvious, Recep Erdogan said at a press conference on Monday evening. As Muslims, we have never sided with terror or massacres. Racism, hate speech, Islamophobia, he says, are behind these messages and massacres. Think about that. As Muslims, he says, we have never sided with terror or massacres. Racism, hate speech, Islamophobia are behind these massacres. That's Recep Erdogan, ladies and gentlemen. That is huge. Now, when the Turkish president says, sounds like a false flag to me, in so many words, you're going to start getting some responses. And I'll tell you what, Turkey's going to start getting some responses also. I even heard CNN earlier saying, well, Turkey's not exactly playing ball with us, in so many words. What do you think that means? I'm telling you, there will be more enemies made when people start speaking out. Anyway, the punchline was, the culprits are clear. Now, this is what Erdogan said, president of Turkey. The culprits are clear. French citizens undertook this massacre, and Muslims were blamed for it. Now, the Financial Times is confused. Although political leaders in Turkey have reportedly condemned the attacks on the Charlie Hebdo magazine, a Jewish supermarket, and a policewoman, a parallel narrative has emerged in the country, with conspiracy theorists blaming the murders on foreign intelligence agencies rather than the radical Islamist. It's not just the French who were said to be behind the attack. So is the Mossad. Mile Gulcek, mayor of Ankara for the ruling AK party, said on Monday that Mossad, the Israeli intelligence service, is definitely behind such incidents. It is boosting enmity toward Islam. And Mr. Gulcek linked the attacks to France's moves toward recognizing Palestine. Now, remember, that is a big issue in all of this. Nobody's really talking about that the International Criminal Court agreeing to hear the Palestinian issue and then France supporting that move in recognizing Palestine. Ali Sahin, a member of Turkey's parliament and foreign affairs spokesperson for the AK party last week, set out 8 reasons why he suspected the killings were staged so that the attack will be blamed on Muslims and Islam. Erdogan, in his own words on Monday, added, games are being played throughout the Islamic world. He expressed bewilderment that French intelligence services had not followed the culprits more effectively. The Financial Times is further confused that Turkey is not the only place which has dared to offer conspiratorial theories. Russia is also. In Russia, some pro-Kremlin commentators sought to link the killings to geopolitical machinations by the United States. Pravda, one of Russia's leading tabloids, ran this headline. Did the Americans stage the terror attack in Paris? Can you believe that? This is like a dream. That finally, people are saying enough is enough with this phony news that is being created. Now, again, back to the issue of were these 12 or 17 people killed? I don't know. I would not put it past a government to kill 12 or 17 people or 3,000 people in New York City on 9/11 if it met their needs. Did the Americans stage the terror attack in Paris? And posted a series of interviews on its website that presented various reasons why Washington might have organized the attack. In one interview, Alexander Zielin, head of the pro-Kremlin Moscow Center for the Study of Applied Problems, claimed the terror attack was U.S. retribution against President François Hollande for a January 6 radio interview in which Hollande urged the EU to lift sanctions against Russia. Washington used the attacks as a quick fix for consolidating U.S. and EU geopolitical interest in Ukraine. The Financial Times is most stunned that in Russia, the events in Charlie Hebdo are being equated to the 9/11 tragedy. We heard that over and over and over again. 9/11 tragedy, just like this is France's 9/11 tragedy, over and over and over again. And why now do you think that happened? For the last 10 years, so-called Islamist terrorism has been under the control of one of the world's leading intelligence agencies, said Alexei Martinov, director of the International Institute for New States. Now, that is a think tank. And he told pro-Kremlin internet outlet Life News, this is the statement that he told them, "I am sure that some American supervisors are responsible for the terror attacks in Paris, or in any case, the Islamist who carried them out." That is huge. You've got now Russia and Turkey saying, uh-oh. Now think about this. All of a sudden, CNN has new footage, and they're pushing this new footage of, this is how bad they are. This is how unafraid they were. No, they've got footage of two guys who... somebody should have been able to shoot them. They're walking around. They were fixing their weapons. They were putting new ammunition in their weapons. They were standing around. It doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But they are really pushing it on CNN. Fox has moved on now. CNN is the one that is carrying the load of the propaganda for ISIS. And, of course, now, what has come out of all of this? Now they're wanting to get more money to fight against ISIS, new military action against ISIS. And, of course, you've got John, I love a war, McCain, any war, McCain, saying, we don't have a position against ISIS. We don't have a plan. They've thrown all the money in the world at it, and they will again. All wars are bankers' wars. All wars are bankers' wars. Anyway, the Turkish president's stunning outburst, I think this is amazing. And I think we're going to see more and more of this, and I think we need to continue to talk about this. But if you go up to your banker, and you go up to your person at the grocery store or whatever, checkout counter, and you say, I don't think that France thing happened the way they say, they are going to think you're crazy. Because they have done such a good job of 24/7 over, beating it into you how this happened. And then that phony march of now 50 world leaders, they say, were there, in which the event happened, all these people were killed, these Islamic terrorists are all over the place, they're everywhere, and they have 50 world leaders walking down the street. Are you kidding me? They knew there was no threat to them. They knew that, or they wouldn't have put them in the street. That has bothered me so much. I just see all these people walking arm in arm, knowing full well nobody was going to bother them. Now, to me, what do you think would be more important to get? A cartoon company or 50 world leaders? And by the way, Charlie Hebdo, the magazine, which nobody really ever knew the name of, prior to all of this happening, has now put out their new magazine today. And they, just like Dr. Cass Ingram said, they had only about 60,000 people who purchased their magazine. They're going to do 3 million today, and I'll tell you what the front page is going to be. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned. Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm calling you to change cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. You're going to like the show today. We're going to be talking to a favorite of all of you. Dr. Catherine Albrecht will be joining us in the second hour. We're going to be talking about cancer. She went conventional route. I didn't initially. And we're going to have a really good time talking to her and also a little bit about her book that she has just written for children, because Josh's children have read the book. And we're going to have a phone interview with Josh's children on what they thought about the book, too. A couple of his children will find out what they thought. So that's going to be really cool. Just to let you know, so it'll be Dr. Catherine Albrecht today. And then tomorrow is going to be Larry Pinkney, all 3 hours. Larry Pinkney will be joining the Power Hour as the guest host. So please enjoy and listen to what he has to say. He's one of the most brilliant, I think, people that I know in what we need to do. And then on Friday, Dr. Lorraine Day will be joining us with Josh and Noel. Dr. Lorraine Day's book, Who Rewrote the Bible? You're going to want to know who rewrote the Bible and why. What was the motivation? I'd also like to ask all of you, if all of you who have me on a list, one of those lists where you just send out emails and I'm on your list, please remove my email. I'm asking you, please remove my email. I cannot deal with all the emails. Now, I get a lot of your stories, and three or four people will send me the same story. You cannot imagine how much email I get. So I would like to ask everybody out there, remove me from your list. I'll have to go back and rebuild who I get email from, but that's okay. Just remove me from your list. If you just send me news stories and you send them to everybody at the same time, and I'm one of many people on your list, please honor that. Honor that request, please, because I just cannot deal with all of that. I got an email from Thomas I wanted to share with you. We were talking about the sequence with the French police officer on the sidewalk that was shot. And he says that you were wondering about who filmed the sequence with the French police officer on the sidewalk. It was a media deputy editor from Israel who just happened to have set up a professional camera. He said it's like the dancing Israelis, or as Dr. Monteith would have said, it's deja vu all over again. So I just wanted to share that with you. And I have to tell you, I sure miss Dr. Stan Monteith. I cannot tell you what a loss that has been, not having him with us. But we know he's fighting on the other side for us. You know he will be fighting a very valiant battle for the truth. So, Dr. Stan, we love you, and we absolutely miss you. Okay, getting to other news. China and Russia are going to launch new credit rating agency in 2015. The new Universal Credit Rating Group is being set up to rival the existing agencies of Moody's, S&P, and Fitch. And its first rating will be issued this year. The news comes on the heels of Fitch's decision to follow S&P in downgrading Russia's sovereign credit rating to BBB-, a step above junk level and on par with India and Turkey. Russian troops stationed near the Finnish border as Putin begins to move on the Arctic, we're told. A detachment of about 800 servicemen from Russia's northern fleet has been stationed in the Russian town of Lakerti, Murmansk region, just 50 kilometers from the Finnish border, part of a large-scale expansion of Russian military facilities in the country's northwest, according to a press statement made by the unit's commander. Another Islamic State, Boko Haram, captured area about the size of Slovakia. This Boko Haram story, did you hear they killed 2,000 people? I don't know. I don't know what to believe about Boko Haram. Anyway, they've grown from a small terror group to a mini country, just like ISIS, with its own territory, which can be compared to gains made by the Islamic State, IS. Boko Haram now controls an area the size of Costa Rica or Slovakia. We are told, allegedly. Oh, I was going to tell you, the new magazine, the cover of the magazine from the French cartoon Charlie Hebdo group. Here's what it's going to say. They're going to have a picture of Muhammad on the front, and he's going to have a sign saying, I am Charlie, all is forgiven. Now, if that does not inflame people, I don't know what will. I mean, if they get inflamed by cartoons. And again, I want to repeat what Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said. Don't you think they would be more inflamed about us killing thousands and thousands of Muslims in every country we go into because we decide that we want to kill them? Don't you think that would be a bigger issue than a cartoon? I sure do. I agree with him on that 1,000%. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for supporting the Power Mall. We really, really, really need your support. You know, with me not being here and doing the products that we promote and talking about how to use them, we really, really are showing that we need your support at the Power Mall. So please purchase from the Power Mall. I want to remind you that L.A. Marzulli's On the Trail of the Nephilim 2, the Watchers, the DVDs, the book, DVDs available at the Power Mall. So those of you who listened to L.A. Marzulli and really liked what he had to say yesterday with Dr. Ted Brower, please get them from the Power Mall. They're on sale for $21.50, and the Watchers DVDs on sale for $17.75. Rosie has put the clay on sale. So those of you who like to use clay and need the clay and want the clay because it is the most amazing stuff, then you can now get it on special. Also, the Willard water is on special, along with Purium. The Modafinil, the brown seaweed extract that Matt Stein takes every day that he talks about, it's on sale at the Power Mall now for $24. We have cayenne pepper on sale, organic, 1 pound cayenne pepper, $17. Marjoram on sale for $10, 1 pound, and oregano on sale for $10.50. Great opportunities to save there. Then we have some specials of items that are on clearance. Not clearance. They are going to expire in the next 6 months. So you get them now and you will save quite a bit of money. For instance, the whole food meal, the chocolate whole food meal of Purium, it's normally $70. It's now $40 because it's going to expire within about 6 months. So this is the whole food meal. You mix a couple of scoops with almond milk. It has organic fermented rice protein, activated barley protein, organic chocolate, sunflower oil, spirulina, acerola cherry, D-alpha tocopherol, and Lohan Gua Berry. And it is really on special, $30 off, ladies and gentlemen. That's huge. And then the Power Shake, we've only got, but there's only six of these Power Shakes. There are only four of the whole food meal chocolate. So you better get your phone call in. But the Power Shake is on sale. It's normally $54.95, and it's going to be on sale for $40. Now, that Power Shake is the one that's got all the good stuff in it. I mean, that's huge. Kamut powder, organic oat grass juice, alfalfa leaf, all kinds of good stuff. Then chaga syrup with North American Urban Spice. The 4 ounce and the 8 ounce of the chaga syrup, there's only 10 of those, and they're on sale for about $7 and $10 off. No, even, oh my gosh, the 8 ounce is normally $50. It's on sale for $30. So those of you who use chaga syrup. Also, the Soothies Throat Spray of North American Urban Spice that's got, that really is effective for your throat when you've got a sore throat. It's normally $30 and it's on sale for $18. So give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. You remember the other day when we had Paul Craig Roberts on, and we talked about his false flag story that he had written on his website, paulcraigroberts.com. What was interesting was, at that time, there were only a couple of sites that were even quoting it, and it was like really early on that I caught it, that he was doing and saying that it was a false flag. But now, listeners, there's 272,000 results when you do a search for it. That's huge. That means that story is getting out. And the false flag France story is getting out in lots and lots of places. So don't give up hope. I'm telling you, that's huge. I think that is absolutely huge what has happened here. Anyway, moving on. Kyleen police in Texas are investigating the death of a soldier on leave from Africa. Officers were called to the soldier's home where he was found face down in front of the home. The body was taken to Fort Hood Army Medical Center, Darnell Army Medical Center, to run a test for Ebola. And results of that test should be available by the end of the day. The soldier, identified as a 24-year-old black male, returned from the West African country for a non-medical emergency and was self-monitoring for Ebola virus symptoms. Uh-oh. Didn't hear about that one, did you? That is big. Also, in CNN is just announcing now that ISIS has entered Afghanistan, so more wars, more bigger wars, and more money going to that war. California cops sign a $24 million contract to begin using massive biometric database. And San Diego Sheriff's Department is trying to arrest people before they commit major crimes. Danger, red flag. They're talking about that everywhere. They're saying, well, if we are going to catch people, why don't we catch them before they commit the crime? Good. Good. Principal of an Alabama middle school, I don't know how I feel about this story, says, throw canned corn at school shooters. Now, this is W.F. Burns Middle School principal Priscilla Hawley asked parents to have each student bring an 8-ounce canned item. We realize this may seem odd, but it's a practice that would catch an intruder off guard. The canned item could stun the intruder and even knock him out until the police arrive. What are you planning on having a shooter in your school? How convenient if all of a sudden it just happens and they throw cans of corn at it. I don't know. I that's bizarre. Albuquerque cop shoots first and asks questions later. Turns out the person he shot was a cop. This comes from the Three Thought Project, Albuquerque Police Department's 5 months without a shooting. What an incredible thing. Has come to an end as an Albuquerque police officer remains in critical condition after being shot by a fellow officer on Friday. The unarmed officer was shot while undercover during a drug operation to bust two men for $60 worth of meth. And another officer sustained minor injuries. Wow. Did you know that VA hospitals are now nicknamed Candyland because the painkillers that they give out are just so frequent? Yep. Oxycodone is handed out, is skyrocketed from 50,000 prescriptions to 712,000. And by the way, a lot of the veterans just have it sent to them in the mail. They don't even have to go to the hospital because they don't want to see them. Included in the email blast in the news section, 89 tips that will help you prepare for the coming economic depression. And did you know that the average lawmaker is 18 times richer than the average American household? Doesn't that just, that's warm and fuzzy, isn't it? Yep, they make an awful lot of money. Did you see where the Speaker of the House, Boehner, they filed murder charges against a guy who had a desire to want to kill Boehner? He was talking crazy. He was saying that he was, you know, seeing, I don't know what, but that he was going to poison Boehner's drinks. I bet there were a lot of them. Anyway, that's a big story in the propaganda news. The Senate advances a Keystone Pipeline bill on bipartisan 63-32 vote. The procedural vote allows the Senate debate to begin and receive bipartisan support. The president says he's going to nix it, but we'll see. Monsanto's earnings fall 34% as farmers reject GMO crops. Wow. Have you seen the website discover.monsanto.com? That's a PR site for Monsanto, but if you go there, you will see people asking questions that will shock you. Things like, what evidence do you have that GMOs are safe? Or, why are you putting glyphosate in our food? I mean, there's some really good questions. It's discover.monsanto.com, in which they are supposed to make you. But be careful if you ask a question, because I think they are data collecting there. And they're trying to find out what questions you have so that they can figure out what answers they need to come up with. Chemical in broccoli kills cancer cells. New research has identified one of the key cancer-fighting mechanisms is sulforaphane, and suggests this phytochemical may be able to move beyond cancer prevention. Well, a lot of people eat a lot of broccoli and they still get cancer, so I don't know. U.S. Supreme Court upholds mandatory vaccinations. Major story here for those of you concerned about whether or not you vaccinate your children. If you are a parent who has researched vaccine dangers compulsively as a means to protect your child from the questionable adjuvants and the neurotoxins, what would you do if a U.S. Supreme Court told you you had no right to refuse vaccines for your child? Well, a New York court made such a determination long ago and recently refused the plea of a plaintiff who tried to overturn the archaic decision. Now, this case is Jacobson, J-A-C-O-B-S-O-N, v. Massachusetts. All children who attend New York public schools can be forced to be vaccinated according to a Second Circuit court of law. The law was determined in 1905, but was recently challenged by Dina Check, the plaintiff who decided that her Catholic religion gave her the right to determine whether or not her child should be vaccinated. Now, while religious leanings are a fine reason to refuse a vaccine, the court also determined against her in the case because there was strong evidence that her refusal vaccines were due to her fear of them being harmful and not due to her religious beliefs. So be careful when you make a statement. Unfortunately, it's true that vaccines can potentially cause unwanted problems, and outlined even by CDC's vaccine adverse event reports, vaccine could lead to reproductive health damage, hampered child development, and other neurological disorders. This is no less abhorrent than the teenage girl who was recently told by a court of law that she had to get chemotherapy for her cancer treatment. Remember, she was 7 months away from being 18 years of age, and they refused to allow her to make that decision. Her name was Cassandra. She had Hodgkin's lymphoma. She doesn't want chemo, but they're making her take it. They're tying her down if they have to. So much for your body being yours. But, you know, a 17-year-old can get an abortion without her parents knowing it. Make your own antibacterial bandages with these garden plants. In the Natural News article in the email blast, you can see how to make bandages using lamb's ear, several different herbal agents, garden plants. Check it out. And what does your tongue reveal about nutrient deficiencies? You can see that in the email blast. Lots of good health news today that Cynthia has put in the blast for all of you. There is so much news, so much news. The crashing price of oil is going to rip the global economy to shreds. If you were waiting for a black swan event to come along and devastate the global economy, you don't have to wait much longer. The price of U.S. oil is sitting at $45 a barrel and change. It has fallen by more than $60 a barrel since June. There's only one other time in history that this happened. That was 2008, just prior to the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. And gold is at about 1230. The Dow, a little while ago, it looked at it, was down 80 prior to the opening at 8:30 Central Time. And 45 and change, like we said, for oil. So the collapse of JCPenney continues, and 40 other stores, listeners, that are going to be closing. And they're going to be cutting 2,250 jobs as it tries to improve profitability, that is, of JCPenney. Most of the stores located in the malls around the country are going to close by April 4th. So you might be able to get into some good sales coming up. 40 stores to close in 2015 of JCPenney. And vaccine companies want to use text messages to advertise immunizations. Oh, isn't that nice? And then there is an article that I would encourage you to look at, 10 Reasons Not to Vaccinate. It's all there for you. 10 Facts About Fluoride You Need to Know. And all about K1 and K2. Lots of people asking questions about that. We need to do a show, I think, on K1 and K2 at the Power Hour, because a lot of people wanting to know more about vitamin K. And a CIA flashback, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. This is a creepy quote that really just makes me realize how intent they are on the fraud. It was attributed to former CIA director William Casey. He was the 13th CIA director from 1981. He left in 1987. He died, remember, not long after that with a brain tumor. Dead men tell no tales. But think about that. I wonder if he really said that. I mean, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. That is just gives me, oh my goodness, that is absolutely unbelievable, that statement. By the way, there are now listed also in the news 8,000 scientific papers that link refined white sugar to chronic disease and things like high fructose corn syrup. And that gives a full listing of the 61 now common names for sugar. If you want to go and see that, go to sugarscience.org, sugarscience.org, a full listing of 61 common names for sugar, sugarscience.org. And also, did you know that the Heimlich maneuver could save your pet's life? Yep. You might want to learn how to do that. It's in the email blast, how to do the Heimlich maneuver. You might want to learn how to do it on your husband, on your kids, and on your animals, too. I did not know that. That is fascinating. Heimlich maneuver on your animals. And I thank you all for taking care of yours. Last night, I went out to feed the kittens, cats, and oh my goodness, I had a new one out there. Couldn't believe it. A new one in the group. And so hungry and so skinny. I had told God I needed a break for a while. You know, send him elsewhere, but I guess he felt like I needed this one. So, has a full belly this morning, that's for sure. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
We'll be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us, caring about your world. In the next hour, the incredible Dr. Catherine Albrecht will be joining us. I don't think she needs hardly any discussion, any introduction on this program. She is so well known on the Genesis Network and around the world for her work on RFIDs. We're going to be talking about cancer, though, today. And the trip that we both made down that path, I think you'll find it interesting. I kind of wanted to just find out what Catherine has to say on the air without even talking to her in advance, because I want to know what her thoughts and feelings are, because there's so many people out there promoting so many natural remedies, and I know I tried many of them, and I think she did also, and we're going to kind of compare what it was like on our path with cancer thus far. Not that the issue is about us, and it's not. It is about one out of every two and one out of every three people dying of cancer in this country. And that's the sad part. Where does all this come from? I tend to think a lot of it has to do with SB 40. And in fact, we're going to be doing some shows with some experts on SB 40 because I find that to be probably one of the least talked about areas of incredible negligence that this country has created with its people by causing illness and death that people don't know about. They have no idea that SV40 or cancer viruses were in those sugar cubes and in the Salk vaccine that we took in the 1950s. But then many of you weren't here in the 1950s either, and you did not benefit from that. And I don't mean benefit at all. I mean, you know, how horrible it was, because they actually found out during the time they were giving the vaccine that it did contain the cancer viruses, but they did not stop. They wanted to use up all the vaccine. So I want to encourage you to please listen in the next hour. Not that I want anyone to ever have to face this, but the facts are it just might happen. Let's take a couple of phone calls. We're going to take just a couple of calls on, let's take it on if you're interested in the Charlie Hebdo situation. If there's something that's really, really on your mind, 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. If you have a question and comment, if you want to talk about chatter that's going on in your area, whatever it is, we got a few minutes here before we bring on Dr. Albrecht. So if this story about the Turkish president has given you some hope that the world might know about the false massacre or the false flag massacre, I don't know. I am just really encouraged that Zero Hedge would have put out the information regarding the Turkish president and also Russian leading tabloid Pravda covering the very same thing. That did the United States or did the Americans stage the terror attack in Paris? So give us a call, 855-995-6923, and let's talk about this. This is big. This is huge. And, of course, Paul Craig Roberts, his information is getting out now, and people are starting to look at that, and it is time that we continue to talk about 9/11 over and over again. It is not a, it's not, 9/11's not over, ladies and gentlemen. That's the worst thing that ever happened in this country to take away our freedom. So, Scott, do we have any callers? Robert in Ohio. Robert in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Robert. What's on your mind today?
Thank you for taking my phone call.
Uh-huh.
I'm a student of the Bible. And I'd like to just have everybody look at John 8:44. Here we have John talking about, well, Jesus is talking to the Jews, and the Jews are talking to Jesus. And I believe that what Jesus says is one of the worst.
Okay, John 8:44. We're out of time. Thank you very much, Robert, for the phone call. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned.